I understood myself only after I destroyed myself, and only in the process of fixing myself did I know who I really was. Sadie Andrea Zabala. Hey everyone, what's up, and welcome back to another episode on the Hipster Mom Podcast. If you're a first-time listener to the show, I would like to say welcome and say thank you so much for taking the time to listen. It's my sincere hope that you find something useful, enlightening, entertaining, and who knows, maybe even all the above while listening to the podcast. Before we begin today's episode, I just want to say that I hope you guys are staying safe, staying healthy, and staying grounded during these very uncertain times, just because nothing new, you know, of course, the whole COVID-19 outbreak. But I hope that you guys are able to stay home as often as you can, and if you do have to go out, obviously doing your essential grocery shopping, just because I know that it's nice to get out of the house sometimes too, right? But anyway, without further ado, let's get on with today's episode. So today's episode is about self-discovery. And I've kind of been on like a little self-discovery journey for a little while now, because after the whole COVID-19 outbreak, like my internship had to get postponed and everything. And there for a little bit, like I kind of lost my sense of purpose, like my sense of who I actually was. You know what I mean? Because when your whole life, like as you know, as like a college student, has been so completely upended by everything, especially with this whole outbreak, which is really sad when you think about it, because you know your whole entire identity goes into either being a student or being a worker. If you're a non-essential worker, I guess that's dubbed by wherever you live, I'm really sorry, and I wish that it didn't have to play out like this. I really don't, and I feel so bad for everybody. But yeah, I mean, I've been on like this self-discovery journey. I've been trying to figure out who I really am, like on the inside, and I've been kind of doing a little bit more internal work, if you will. And I've been asking myself a lot of questions, but you know, like I don't want to ask like the same repetitive questions, like, you know, simplistic stuff that I already kind of know about myself, you know, at a point, I guess. So I decided to do a little bit of digging into like what are some good self-discovery questions, and I ended up finding a list of 30 questions for self-discovery, and this came from vocal.media. And it's a website, so I'll make sure to link that in the show notes if you would like to take a look at that. When I wanted to find these self-discovery questions, I wanted to find ones that, to me personally, like kind of helped reflected like what I was trying to get at, like what I'm trying to discover more about myself, because I feel like by doing these self-discovery questions, I will be able to understand myself a little bit better, like what my goals are actually, like what I want them to be. And like, you know, it doesn't matter what goals they are. It could be career goals, or it could be financial goals. It could be really anything, like even family revolved around that as well, like for goals of maybe one day starting a family with my husband, but I don't know yet. Everything right now is so up in the air at this point. Anyway, so I found these 30 questions for self-discovery and I thought they were pretty fun. So I figured we could go through these 30 questions of self-discovery, if you will. And I guess in a sense, it kind of helps you get to know me a little bit better. And I hope that you guys find some use out of this too. Anyway, number one was, what am I most proud of? Well, I guess I would have to say that I'm most proud of the fact that I'm going to be graduating from college here in literally a week from now, which is super crazy to think about that it's finally come after, you know, how long. I've kind of considered myself graduated for a while because I already did the whole commencement process. Like I actually went through the fall commencement last year, and the only class that I had to do was just the internship. I would say that I'm most proud of the fact that I'm graduating with my bachelor's degree next week. I believe that's like on a Saturday, which I think, if I remember right, that's May 9th. I'm super proud about that. And I'm also proud about the fact that I've been able to maintain a household during the whole time when I was a college student. I've been able to take care of my son, and I've been able to provide for him and support my own family, and just really maintaining a whole household, like paying my own bills, the whole works, right? But yeah, and I'm also proud about the fact that I've been able to keep a dog alive too. So I guess that's one thing I'm pretty proud of. So number two is, who inspires me? Why do they inspire me? Well, I would have to say that I have a lot of people that actually inspire me, but if I had to pick one person, it would probably be my mom, because of the fact that she went back to school herself, like in her early 40s, and she went back to school for nursing. Super inspired by her. Why I think that she inspires me is because of the fact that, in a way, she kind of proved to me that it's never too late to go back to school, and it's never too late to actually accomplish what you're wanting to get out of it. Just the way that she would just approach everything, she's like, okay, like this is what I want to do and this is what it's going to take to get there. So she wanted to get down to the nitty gritty right away and start working on everything from like general eds to eventually her actual nursing courses. And she had to go through the whole process of actually being accepted into nursing school in the first place. So that's, I mean, to think the fact that she actually did that literally within 3 years, nursing school, going for general eds and then being admitted that same year into nursing school after she was finishing up her generals, to me that's super crazy, right? Because that's pretty intensive. And if you're a nursing student or know somebody who was in nursing school or is currently in nursing school, you know exactly how intense that stuff really is. I mean, I don't think I remember there was a time when my mom wouldn't come home just, you know, tired, frustrated. And there was a time when she actually came home and she was in tears because there was just so much stuff to do. But I know that if she was able to get through nursing school, then I could get through college as well. Number three was, what does my ideal morning look like? My ideal morning is having a cup of coffee with my husband and also having breakfast with my son when he is actually here. My ex, his father and I, we don't share custody or anything like that, but he gets them every other weekend. So that's how that works out. And then alternating holidays, like of the sort. Yeah, that's what my ideal morning looks like. Just being able to snuggle up on the couch with a cup of coffee with my husband and just hanging out with my son, my dog, and also really just taking it easy right away in the morning, because I don't like to like running to the races right away, because I feel like that's kind of a really shitty way to start off your morning, no offense. So number four was, what would I tell me future self / childhood me? Well, I would tell my future self that, you know, like this is only the beginning. You may be going through all of this rough crap right now, like the whole not having a job at this point because I ended up losing my part-time job because of this whole COVID-19 outbreak. And then I would tell my future self that eventually you are gonna be very successful. You're going to be on top of your game. And it doesn't matter what being successful looks like to other people, how you feel about your success is the only thing that matters. And you don't have to prove anything to anybody. You just have to prove your own self-worth. And I would tell my childhood self that, if we're looking at it from this perspective, where I am now at, you know, 30 years old, and my childhood self would probably be when I was at my most vulnerable, being picked on when I was a kid. I would go back and tell myself, you know, like all this stuff that you're going through right now, it's just going to be preparing you for something that's even bigger than this. You know, don't give up. Don't stop on your journey. It may take a little bit, and there may be a time when you may have to just put the thing away for now, like put the idea away for a little bit, and then eventually come back to it. You will succeed in what you were setting out to do. You will achieve it as long as you put your mind to it. And number five is, in the next month, I want to. So I imagine that's probably like a fill in the blank, if you will. So in the next month, I want to be able to find a full-time job, like in my respective field, like what I'm actually going to school for. Well, I guess technically went to school for. I would say finding a job in my respective field, making enough money to support yourself. Like, I know that I talk about money a little bit in this episode, which is kind of weird for me. I mean, it's a realistic thing. Like, I mean, we have to make money in order to pay bills, to pay a mortgage payments, you know, car payments, stuff like that. I mean, it is what it is, right? But yes, I'm gonna say, like, in the next month, I want to be able to start putting money away as well, putting some away into my retirement account. And really, like, in the next month, I just want to be happy too. I want to do a lot of things. Like, I want to keep working on this podcast episodes. I want to keep working on the podcast in general because I really like this creative outlet. So let's go on to number six here. I am grateful for, and I imagine that's another fill in the blank, but I am grateful for the coffee that I had this morning with my husband. I'm grateful for the breakfast that I was able to eat, the clothes that I am currently wearing right now. I am currently wearing, workout gear, basically, because, yeah, I was doing a lot of decluttering projects today around the house. So I'm also grateful for my gratitude journal. I'm grateful for my books because I feel like by reading, that kind of helps keep me centered. And it also kind of not only centered and grounded, but in a way just kind of gives me some form of escapism just because I don't always like to sit down and watch TV if I can absolutely help it. I'm grateful for my son. I'm grateful for the car that I am able to drive still. And I'm super grateful for that. I'm thankful for my projects that I am working on right now, which is like my creative outlet for this podcast. I am grateful for the palette board wall that I'm actually going to be working on. I'm actually currently working on it right now. Like I'm staining the wood pieces for the wall. It's a very tedious process, but I still am grateful for the fact that it is a distraction. So there is that. So number 7 is I need more blank in my life because I would say I need more peace in my life. I need more peace in my life because I feel like as of right now with the whole uncertainty because of the whole COVID-19 outbreak, it kind of upended everything really for everybody. And it kind of upended things for me too, I guess, in my own way, I guess if we're really talking about myself here. Yeah, like I need more peace in my life because I feel it's a little bit rocky right now. I'm feeling like I was saying for the self-discovery journey, I'm doing a lot of groundwork. I'm doing a lot of internal processing, like wondering, okay, what's my next move? What am I going to be doing in the next month, 2 months, you know, even like 6 months from now? I'm questioning a lot about myself at this point because I'm wondering, do I go into a career that I went to school for, or do I just try and find a job that has me doing some of the most essential work right now? Just because I feel like, you know, a lot of employers need essential workers and everything like that. But yeah, so like I said, a lot of internal work, and I just need more peace in my life because I feel like these are very crazy, uncertain times. So number 8 is, what do you want most out of life? Well, I want a lot of things, you know, if we're being 100% honest here. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. The one thing I want most out of life is really just happiness. And I know that seems very hippie-ish to say that, but I remember seeing a quote from John Lennon several years ago, and I believe that the quote went like this. In school, I was asked to do an assignment. So when they said, when I grow up, I want to be, you had to fill in the blank. Well, he wrote down, I want to be happy. And the teachers told him that he didn't understand the assignment. And then John Lennon says, well, I told them that they didn't understand life. To me, that's pretty freaking deep. You know what I mean? Because I feel like we're so focused on like the career goals, like the end game and everything like that. And I know I'm kind of thinking about that myself and I'm trying to be as realistic as I can. But at the same time, like I have found that if I'm not happy in what I'm currently doing right now, you know, if I'm not going to be happy in the career choice that I do decide to go into, then it's like, what the fuck is the point? You know what I mean? Because you have to be happy with what you're doing. Because Gary Vee has also said too, and I can't believe I'm throwing out all these quotes, but Gary Vee even once said, and I quote, there is no reason to do shit you hate, period, end quote. And I feel like that once again, that's powerful too, because why do a job that you're not going to be happy with for the rest of your life? Like they say, if you work a day that you're really passionate about, you never work a day in your life. Well, I want that. That's what I fucking want for myself. You know what I mean? Anyway, so number 9 is, where do I see myself in 6 months? Well, I see myself being in a job potentially that will not only bring me financial security, but also bringing me a sense of accomplishment, a sense of, you know, well-being, a sense of this is where I fit in. Because I want to be able to work in an environment where it's very inclusive. I don't like to feel too exclusive with anything because I feel like it's not 100% fair, because I don't like, you know, the idea of favoritism, I guess, in a sense, because I feel like we all have very good ideas. And I see myself, still being married to my husband, I hope, you know, we're just saying that. Like, I hope that I'm still married to him. I hope that my son is being very healthy, still taking very good care of him. I still want to be able to do that. And in 6 months, I still see myself living where I'm living right now, because I don't really see myself going anywhere at this point. Number 10 is, what is one important lesson I learned this week? There's a lot of lessons I've learned this week, but I think one of the biggest ones was today. I was doing like decluttering, and I was going through all of my winter clothes, like all of the fall winter gear that I had like in my dresser drawers and in my closet and everything like that, that I share with my husband. And I thought to myself, holy shit, like you are an impulsive buyer. you are too impulsive with this stuff. Like, this is ridiculous. I couldn't believe like how much stuff I had actually accumulated over the last several years. And the fact that all of this stuff actually ended up coming with me, you know, from living with my son's father, me and his father were still together at one point, to moving back with my parents when my son was only a few months old, and then eventually moving out on my own when me and my husband, you know, who was my boyfriend then, but he's now my husband, we ended up moving in together. And a lot of the stuff ended up coming with me. And then we moved from the apartment here where we live in town to the house that we are currently living at right now in the neighborhood that we currently live in. And it's just crazy, really, to think that, you know, I've carried all of this stuff, and it's a lot of like emotional burdens. And there was some pieces of clothing that I ended up getting rid of in the trash bags to eventually donate when things start opening back up again. There were some pieces of clothing that I actually found myself tearing up over, because it just brought back a lot of like negative energy, a lot of negative memories when my son's father and I were together. There was just a lot of fighting, a lot of, you know, verbal abuse, and a lot of psychological stuff too. And there was just, it was very emotional for me today. So I think the biggest lesson I've learned is that, you know, once I'm ready to do the decluttering and doing the big work of letting stuff go, it's like time to let it go. You know, there's no reason to bombard yourself with this stuff anymore. So number 11 is, what are your current 5 favorite songs? Oh my goodness, I feel like I listen to so much music, it's not even funny. I would say, like, if we're gonna list off, like, let's just go 1 through 5, because I really don't like doing the whole 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 thing, because I just find that kind of weird. So number 1 is Resentment by A Day to Remember. Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. And number 3 would be Ramble On by Led Zeppelin. Number 4 is California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas. And if you guys are just curious about who that is, they're like a late 60s, early 70s band. So yeah, my music is all over the place. But number 5 is Flower Power by Greta Van Fleet. Number 12, in a year I see myself, well, hopefully working a steady full-time job, like bringing in a full-time income. I see myself eventually working maybe even a little bit further on this podcast, and hopefully as a brand eventually. I don't know. It's one of those things that I'm just kind of taking the whole podcasting thing at a very slow rate, just because even though I'm producing quite a bit of episodes, I still like to, you know, taking it slow. And then maybe if I am able to find somebody who is interested in working with me eventually one day, I would like to turn it into a brand, anything like that, because that would be really cool. But, you know, it's one of those things I'm just going to take it little by little at a time. But I also see myself in a year working towards paying off debt, because I definitely need to do that. I'm not saying I'm so far in the hole when it comes to debt, but at the same time, it would still be nice to just pay off the stuff that we need to pay off, as in me and my husband. But number 13, if I had $1 million, I would, oh my gosh, that's such an easy one for me. If I had $1 million, I would be paying off my debt. I would be paying off credit cards. I would pay off the car that I have. I would pay off some loans, like student loans, and maybe a personal loan like that my husband has. I'm not trying to get too personal with that, but I would also pay off our house. I would pay off, you know, I would, any kind of debt that we had, I would be paying it off right away. And then eventually, if there was, I would imagine there's quite a bit left over. So I would put a good chunk of that in savings, and then some into investing, I would think, but that's just my opinion. And I would put some into a retirement account, and also just for that little safety net for a cushion too. And then if there's anything left over, which I would imagine there would be a good chunk still left over, I would eventually put that into our checking account. And then, I don't know, like also maybe give some of it to charity. It just really depends on like what charity I want to give it to, because I'm very, very particular about who I would give that kind of money to if I did have it. But yeah, again, that's just my opinion. Number 14, what are 10 things that make me happy? Well, number 1 is a cup of coffee. Number 2, my dog. Number 3, my gratitude journal. Number 4, my husband. Number 5, my son. Number 6, my family, encompassing them all together. Number 7, I love hiking. Number 8, I love just the outdoors in general. I love getting outside. Number 9, I love summertime, even though here where I live in the Midwest, it can get pretty humid during the summertime. But then number 10, I love positive vibes. If that's really a thing that makes me happy, it's like positive vibes. I love feeding off positive vibes because I feel like if someone's having a good time, then it's easy to be around those people. Being around someone, and yeah, that's just that, those are the things that make me happy. Let's see, number 15, and I will list this question off, and then after that we'll take a break here. So number 15, if I could travel anywhere, where would I go and why? Holy crap, like if I could go anywhere, I would be, oh my gosh, I would go to Bali. Honestly, like I would love to go to Bali. I've heard so many good things about that, and in fact a few of the people that I've actually talked to, one gal in particular on this podcast, she went to Bali for her yoga teacher training, and it just sounds like so much fun. She was talking about all of the, you know, the Instagram worthy photos that, you know, happen to pop up on Instagram. So all you have to do is just basically type in Bali, right, in the search bar on Instagram, and a lot of these photos end up popping up. But it just sounds so beautiful over there, even though she said the traffic can get pretty crazy. So just don't ever try to like drive if you don't have to, especially like on scooter, because it's pretty hectic over there. So yeah, I would love to go to Bali, and eventually one day I would love to actually partake in like a yoga retreat if there is one over there. But yeah, that would be one place I would love to go to. And why? It would just be my wanderlust. I want to satisfy my wanderlust. I am at that point now where I haven't had a good vacation since I went to Florida last year for my brother-in-law's wedding, because him and his husband, they got married in Florida, and that was a lot of fun. And I haven't had a good vacation like that since, you know, March of last year. So that would be really good to just eventually get back to that. Finding a good place to go to once things start opening back up, because I would love to just go. I want to go. Like my wanderlust is like going crazy right now. But anyway, I'm going to take a quick break and I will be right back after this. Do you love podcasting but are unsure of where to begin? Well, let me tell you that today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your recording. What's nice about Buzzsprout is the fact that you get a great-looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and more. And if you want to upgrade, Buzzsprout has tons of guides to help you find the right equipment at the right price. And what's really nice about Buzzsprout is the fact that they are passionate about helping you succeed. So if you would like to, follow the link in the show notes, and this lets Buzzsprout know that I sent you, and you get a $20 Amazon gift card that will be sent after the second paid invoice if you sign up for a paid plan, and this helps support the show. Buzzsprout, let's create something great together. And I am back. I am speaking with you here on the podcast, and we are talking about self-discovery questions. So number 16 is, the person I am most thankful for is, I'm most thankful for my husband and my son. I know that that's pretty obvious to say at this point. The people that I'm very thankful for is like my little family, like my little like niche family, if you will, just because it is like my very own. It's not, you know, connected to anybody else. Like it's not connected to my parents or anything like that, even though like my son is like obviously biologically related to them and my husband is related to them through marriage. But the people that I'm most thankful for is like my husband, because he has always been the biggest encourager too. He's always told me that if I really want something, then I need to go for it. Because the thing that I would also kind of think that he likes to get at is that, you know, it's better to like try to do something and then, you know, having failed than not ever trying at all, is like what, you know, really what he's getting at. I mean, I'm very thankful for him because he's been such a huge rock for me too, especially when it came to very upsetting emotional times, like while I was in school. Like I was very overwhelmed, you know, frustrated and just very sad because I felt like I was missing out on so much. Now I'm very thankful for the fact that I no longer have to worry about homework, writing papers, or anything like that. So I'm very thankful for that. And I'm very thankful for him as well. So number 17, what inspires me? Well, a lot of things inspire me, to be perfectly honest with you. I would say that the people that I've found very influential in my life, and that kind of revolves around like my spiritual leaders, like my pastor, I found her to be very inspiring because she is never afraid to just kind of say how it is, you know, and then also like my parents too. Like my dad has also inspired me to work extremely hard to just really never give up on anything because, you know, like I said before, it's like it's better to have failed at something when you were trying to accomplish it than never having tried at all and then wondering what if. So he has always been like that biggest person too in my life, like a very big influence in my life to say, you know, if you want something badly enough, you have to work for it. You have to work your butt off. And, you know, you have to understand that it's not going to come easy. Like you want something badly enough, if it's worth achieving, it's not going to be easily achieved. Like you have to work for it. It's not just given to you. So that's one of the biggest things too, I would say. And my mom also inspires me because, you know, she went back to school. Not only that, but she was pregnant with me when she actually was in school for the first time. And then she also went back to school like in her early 40s. So that has also inspired me in more ways than she can even possibly imagine. Number 18 is something I hope to achieve in the next 5 years is, well, I want financial security, of course. Like, and I know I kind of bring up finances and I have been bringing it up quite a bit, but it, you know, like as of right now with the whole financial uncertainty, and I'm not saying like we are broke by any means because we are definitely not, but yeah, that's what scares me more than anything because I want to make sure that we have enough money set aside for potential rainy day situations. I want to make sure that we are financially okay in the next 5 years, and I don't see that ever being an issue for us, but at the same time, it's still like a very real thing. I hope to achieve like in the next 5 years is financial security. I hope to eventually achieve the fact that we are paying off debt. I want to be at my job, like a potential future job for the next 5 years, because I would absolutely love that. Because then if I see myself being there for at least 5 years, then I know that obviously I am in the right field, especially if it's one of those things where I can't wait to go to work the next day just because I'm excited to learn a new lesson or learn something different. And I like, you know, learning new things. I don't like to learn the same thing day in and day out. Number 19, are you currently the person you thought you would be? Simple answer, hell to the no. If we were being 100% honest, I am not the person that I thought I was going to be. If you would have said to me years ago, this would have been back like in 2011, 2012, if you would have told me that eventually in the next, since we're fast forwarding to, you know, 2020, about almost 9 years ago. So that's pretty crazy to think that that was that long ago. I mean, oh my God. So, I mean, if you would have told me like then that you eventually will be in your own right successful, like you will eventually graduate from a very good university like here in the Midwest, you will eventually get your diploma, you will go on to have a good internship, you will have a house, you will be married, you will have a beautiful child, even though he can test your patience because let's be honest about that, because all kids do, right? If you would have told me all of this stuff, like I probably would have laughed hysterically at you. I probably would have. I probably would have just kind of like laughed and probably just said F off. I'm not going to say, you know, that word because obviously I'll just say F and you fill in the blank. I am not the person I thought I would be at all. I never thought I would be a mom as of right now. I never thought I would be married either, because at one point after I found out I was pregnant and then I went through the whole separation process, I guess if you want to call it separation process, I wasn't married to my son's father when I had left him, is what I'm getting at. But yeah, that was very hard. You know, if you would have told me that I would have come out stronger too on the other side and just so much more resilient than what I give myself credit for, I probably, like I said, I would have laughed at you. I probably would have. And just to think that, just looking back, especially like how far I've actually come, it's so crazy to me. It really is. So what does your ideal significant other look like? Well, this is number 20. Well, my husband. If we're being honest, like that's who, what my husband is. He is my ideal significant other. And he's funny. I think he's very handsome, but that's obviously my opinion. I think he's a very handsome individual. He is not only that, but he is just, like I said, he is very supportive. He is a very sweet, loving man. And I am super thankful for the fact that he is my husband. And I never thought in a million years that I would ever find somebody that would actually love me the way that he does. And I'm just, like I said, I'm super thankful the fact that he's in my life at all, because there's been a lot of days where I have even felt like I don't deserve to have this. I've said this to myself over and over again before, because I was at my lowest point at one time. I just said, who is ever going to want somebody who has a child from a previous relationship? And I just thought that nobody would ever love me. Because, you know, I was seeing to myself like I was damaged goods. And I know that's very, very sad to say, because, well, that's how I felt. But, you know, he looked past all of that bullshit. You know what I mean? He looked past it all. He was very, you know, like, I don't care about the fact that you had a child with somebody else. Like, that's not what I care about. I care about you. I care about your son. And he loves my son as if he was his own. That's what I wanted from the very beginning. Because the whole thing is that you couldn't get me without getting my son. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's a package deal. You don't get one without the other. It's just, it doesn't work like that. So number 21 is, would you change anything about yourself? I mean, that's a good question, I think. And I think that's a fair one too. I would say if I could, like I would change like the circumstances, I guess, of like how I had my son in the first place. I would have made sure that I was married before I ever had my son in the first place. But I think that to try to change like the timeline and everything is to regret ever having my child in the first place. And I don't like, you know, looking at it like that. But I mean, I honestly, like, I wouldn't change anything about myself. I love myself to a good degree. I love the fact that I have been so resilient. I have been so, you know, basically just a stubborn ass to get through college, to get myself like into the house that I currently live in now. Like, I did most of that stuff myself. Like, I had nobody's help with it. Like, I had no one's help, hardly at all. And like my husband, like, we weren't married when we got this house, but he is helping pay for it. And eventually we will end up refinancing one day. I mean, to get him on the loan. But yeah, I mean, I did a lot of stuff myself. Like, it's just crazy to think that I could actually do all of this. And I never even gave myself credit for that. I thought to myself, I always used to just doubt myself is basically what I'm getting at. I would always doubt my capabilities, but now I'm thinking like, why? Like, why did I ever do that to myself? Number 22, a long-term goal I have is to be fully employed, being a full-time employee, regardless of where I'm at. I just want to be happy with the job that I have. A long-term goal too is to keep working on this podcast. And then I think even a long-term goal, I think for the podcast is eventually to maybe get a sponsorship one day. I don't know. It's just one of those things that, like I said before, earlier in the episode, I kind of have to just take it day by day. And from there, like, we'll just see what happens. But yeah, I mean, long-term goal is to keep working on creative things that make me happy, working in a job that allows me to expand on creativity as much as I possibly can, because really at heart, I feel like I am a creative person and I love to write. I love talking like on a podcast or even like on radio in general. I mean, I love it. I really do feel at home. I feel at peace with myself when I'm doing this kind of stuff. Number 23 is, what experience are you most thankful for? If we're going to be 100% real here, I am very grateful for the experience that I actually got to have while going through school. But not only that, and I did experience like some financial hardship to a point, but I think now for like the one experience that's made me thankful for the financial security that we have as of right now. So I am grateful for the fact that I did have to go through some really crappy experiences when it did come to finances. It made me open my eyes up a lot more just to the fact that there is some things that are just not worth it at that moment financially. You know, you can wait to buy that special set of shoes, or you can wait to buy that shirt. You need to make sure that you have bills paid first. Like, that's your utmost priority. Always making sure that you have your stuff paid for first, because you never want to default on anything. But I think that's just common sense. I'm grateful for that. I'm also grateful for the fact that I got to even go to school in the first place. I'm grateful for the fact that I got to learn like the tools of the trade for what I want to go into and potentially go into. So number 24 is, what do you appreciate about life? I appreciate a lot of things. I appreciate the fact that I'm even able to talk right now to you guys on this podcast. I'm appreciative of the fact that I've got the air in my lungs. I'm appreciative of really like just everything. I'm appreciative of the fact that I get to wake up every single morning and make my coffee and drink my coffee with my husband. I'm appreciative of the fact that I get to have a roof over my head, of the fact that I have food in my refrigerator, because there's a lot of people, you know, homeless. There's a lot of people out on the streets that don't get that opportunity. They don't get all the opportunities that I've been able to achieve. And, you know, it just makes you think like, you know, there is a much bigger picture here. And, you know, when you're having like one of those groveling, like self-pity parties or whatever, that's when it finally brings you back to the reality that life could be so much freaking worse. Your life could suck a lot more than this, especially if the fact that you know you have money in the bank account, you have food in your refrigerator, you have a roof over your head, you have, you know, utilities running to take care of yourself, like the essential things that you actually need. And like, it really, what more is there? You know, you don't need a lot of shit. You just don't, because everything else is so secondary. And number 25 is, what are my strengths? Let's see. I would say that my strengths is that I am mostly organized to a very good point. I would say that my strengths are the fact that I am very opinionated and I do like to speak my mind about things, especially when I feel like there's an injustice, especially when something just doesn't seem quite right. And I feel like I'm one of my biggest strengths too is the fact that I do have the guts to actually question the things that make people uncomfortable at times. And I have the strength to actually ask the hard questions. And I try to ask them in a way that makes sense, but I think it's just because my vocabulary is so expanded. And I think that's probably just because of the fact that I've been in school for how many years, but I feel like those are my biggest strengths. And I feel like another strength that I have, and then eventually I'll go on to the next question. Another strength is that I love to do a lot of research because I like to make sure that I know what I'm talking about. I'm very much focused on the fact that like one of my biggest strengths is the fact that I'm very research driven, because I love to be able to back up what I'm actually talking about. Number 26, what are my weaknesses? Oh, I have a lot of weaknesses too, of course. I mean, really, who doesn't? One of my weaknesses is that I care about what people think, but to a certain degree. I mean, I've gotten to a point now where I'm very comfortable with myself, and I've just gotten to where I don't care what anybody thinks about me anymore. Another weakness that I have is probably coffee. That's one of my biggest weaknesses. And also chocolate is another weakness too. Maybe like for personal wise, like weaknesses is that I'm very soft hearted to a point. Like I mean, I care when something gets hurt. Like my weakness is just making sure that my family is safe. And if they're hurt or if anybody is hurting, then I feel it too. You know what I mean? Like wherever they're hurting, I feel it also. And another weakness that I have too is animals. Like that's one of my biggest weaknesses. I'm very soft-hearted when it comes to animals. Number 27 is, if I could wish for anything, I would wish for, and I think this is like a fill in the blank type of question here, but if I could wish for anything, I would wish for a full-time job, because that's what I really want. I mean, I'm getting to where, you know, I'm no longer wanting to live like the college student lifestyle anymore. I have gotten to a point where I'm ready to begin, you know, working full-time. I need to do it, because I've literally been working part-time ever since 2018. So that's been like almost 2 years now. So yeah, I mean, I'm ready to work full time again. That's what I would wish for most definitely, is just wishing for a full time employment. But number 28, what am I afraid of? I'm afraid of a lot of things, honestly. I'm afraid of dying. And then also, like, the thing that I'm afraid of is, like, regret, too, more than anything else, because I want to be able to do the things that actually scare me the most. And I guess if that includes skydiving, then, you know, that's what it includes. But yeah, I mean, I'm just, the biggest thing that I am also afraid of, like, not only dying, but is just, you know, dying with regret. And I don't want to sit there, like, or lay there one day on my deathbed, and just before I'm no longer able to be cognitively with it anymore, to wonder, like, what if? I think that's one of the biggest things that scares me the most. Number 29 is, I want people to think of me as a kind-hearted person, but at the same time, like, kind-hearted, but take no bullshit. type of person, because that is definitely me, who I am. And anybody who knows me knows that that's exactly who I am. I don't take any bullshit. I am very loving, literally a good friend. I am very loyal to the people that show loyalty to me in a way. I'm not saying that people need to show loyalty to me first before I ever show it back. Like, that's not the point. I mean, I want people to see me as, like, not only that, but, like, I mean, just, I guess in a way I'm kind of introverted, but I'm very creative. You know, I want people to see me as this creative, kind-hearted, you know, fun individual, but at the same time, I take no bullshit. That's what I want people to see me as, I guess. Number 30 is, what type of legacy do I want to leave behind? Good question. What kind of legacy do I want to leave behind? I would say the legacy that I would love to leave behind is showing my family, like my son especially, that if you want to work for something, you have to put in your dues. You have to work for it, because achieving the degree that I wanted to go for and wanted to achieve for so long was not easy to get by any means. I had to go through a lot of hoops. I had to go through a lot of trials and tribulations. I had to go through a lot of struggles to get to where I am at now. I mean, I'm not 100% there yet, but I'm damn near close. You know, I'm, like I said, I'll be graduating literally next week. But yeah, the type of legacy too, like, is leaving kind of a creative legacy, if you will. I love to be able to have people recognize me as being a creative person, because I really feel like that's what I am. And I feel like that's what I was always meant to do. But for the longest time, I was just such a stubborn ass that I thought I had to do all of the, you know, the miscellaneous jobs, the bullshit jobs that just kind of stunted me, I think, to a degree, and to a very big degree, actually. I'm just ready to prove to people that I am capable of a lot of things. Like, I am capable. I do know what I am doing, and I want people to be able to take a chance on me. And that's, like, the biggest thing that I want to leave behind, is as a legacy of, you know, she endured a lot, but she never gave up. That's the kind of legacy that I want to leave behind. And a bonus question here was, do you love yourself, really? Yes, I do love myself. I love myself to the point where I'm just like, you know, the fact that you went through all of this, you went through hell and back, literally hell and back, and you were still able to come out on the other side. And I think that's absolutely huge, because there are so many people that go through, you know, like, the thick of it, you know, the brunt end of everything, and they're just not able to come out on the other side. And if they come out on the other side, they're either changed for the worse or they're changed for the better. And I really hope that at the end of the day, I have changed for the better. And I really do believe that I have, in more ways than one. But anyway, that's my 30 questions that I have for self-discovery. I feel like I have learned quite a bit about myself, and I feel like it doesn't really stop here with these kind of questions. I feel like at the end of the day, we are always self-discovering all the time. Like, it's never a set point. Like, we get to a point in our life, like at the age of 30 or, you know, whatever. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, no, I've already self-discovered myself, so I don't need to worry about this anymore. No. You're constantly changing. Like, you're constantly changing through the seasons of life. You're changing either from being a college student to working full-time as a college graduate. You're doing all of this stuff. You're eventually going from that to being a fiance or husband or, you know, a wife, partner, whatever that case may be. And then you're going from that to being a parent. And then eventually you're going on to either working at the same job that you started when you were in college, or you're switching jobs, or, you know, you eventually have children. And, you know, as women, eventually our bodies change after we have kids, and that's fine. You know, we go through all of this stuff, and like I said, we're never done discovering ourselves. And I hope that the biggest takeaway that you guys get from this is that there's always something to discover about yourself. Like, don't ever think that you just have to settle for just the simple things. Ever. If you want something badly enough, you have to be willing to do the hard work to be able to do that. You have to do the internal work that's actually going to come with that. And is it going to hurt? Yeah, in some instances, it may hurt like hell. But at the same time, you're discovering new things about yourself, and you're eventually finding that maybe what you wanted was not what you wanted this whole time. Like I said, we're never done discovering ourselves. It is a continuous process. Anyway, that's all the time I have for today. Thank you so much, as always, for taking the time to listen to today's episode. If you would like to, be sure to rate and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you would like to, and I would so appreciate it, if you left a review on Apple Podcasts, because this helps boost the show's visibility. And if you would like to, you can follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at The Hipster Mom Podcast. And I will make sure to include those social media links in the show notes, as well as these 30 questions if you would like to look at those. And I'm also curious about what your self-discovery journeys have been like. Are you still currently on one, or are you just about to start one for yourself? I would love to hear about that. So email me at thehipstermompodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram or Facebook. I'll be back very soon with a brand new episode. So until next time, keep living your best life. Peace.